Welcome to Making It with Thomas Cook, episode number one. And what a privilege and honor it is to have been asked to kind of guide Mr. Cook through this insane journey that he has called life. Thomas, for your new podcast and for all of those people that will listen today and that will listen for the rest of humanity, what would you say your message to them would be? Who is Thomas Cook?
So, what I was thinking, Brian, is that you were going to give me a little bit of a lead than that. I thought you were going to say, wow, I've met this guy who's traveled the world, met kings and queens, presidents, has helped charities, nonprofits. I thought that's what you're going to do the lead in, Brian.
Well, I wanted to let you be the person that talked about all of those experiences. You know,
Okay, you can stop now. So what I thought is, I felt so excited to want to tell my story, because every day when I go to bed, you know, I've said this to you, I ask myself two things. Has somebody changed my life today, or have I changed somebody's life? And the reason I say that is I feel so fortunate, blessed, and grateful that my life truly has been magic. There's been ups and downs, but every part of the journey has been a learning experience, and I just feel so overwhelmed that I wanted to be able to put it in words. I wanted to be able to share the story. I wanted to inspire others, be inspired myself through others. And this was, you know, we talked about this, and this was something I really wanted to do, and I was so grateful when you offered to help me on this, because it's pretty hard to talk about yourself. Wait, let me finish, Brian. It's pretty hard to talk about yourself, but when you set it up the way you did for me, it got me really excited, because that's what I wanted to do.
So, Thomas, tell all the listeners what is coming in the upcoming episodes. You know, this is your intro episode. This is a little bit about who Thomas Cook is, has sung for kings and queens, has done PR for the White House, is now doing an incredibly cool thing on NASDAQ with a biotech company that is solving the world of cancer. What is coming up in the upcoming episodes of this podcast for people to look forward to?
Well, when I lecture to universities and different groups, one of the things I always open with is, I started off dreaming to be a singer. I did. I accomplished it. I wrote down on my little white book, all these little, my white board, as you say, all my goals as a young kid. And truly, at 12 years of age, I was sent to the reading corner because I talked too much. So that gave me the chance to dream and believe in all the things I wanted to achieve. And we'll get back to that slogan later for the government, because I came up with that slogan that we use with National Guard. But what I want this podcast to do is, every time somebody listens to it, to feel inspired that they can really go for their dream. They can try to achieve it. They will learn how to network. I tell young kids, you know, I started off as a singer, ended up working with the Oscars, Emmys, then I ended up working at the White House, then I ended up with different projects, then I ended up doing all these incredible PR campaigns, then a friend of mine who I'd met when I was 18 asked me to help take a company public with a cancer drug. And I always end every time with, I love to mentor, I love to teach kids how to network, and I always end with, you know, I've been fortunate. I have interns now that one is senior person with Melinda Gates, one is doing YouTube, one is doing, you know, LinkedIn, the list goes on, and Comedy Central, and the list goes on and on of all these amazing young people that I was able to mentor and have as my interns. And I want to inspire them that if there's a class of 500 people at Harvard, I say to all of them, there's two of you in this class that may become the next Facebook owner, that may become the next wheeler and dealer that changes the world. Two of you out of the 500. I said, now figure out who those two are going to be. Because my inspiration, my dream is, I hope they're nice to everybody, because you never know who that's going to be. That's what it's going to be about.
And I think that so there are going to be themes of mentorship, there are going to be themes of networking, there's going to be themes of leadership, there are going to be themes of how you as one person, how you as a human being can change the world, because you have really changed the world across many industries, right? And so I think the people that are listening to this, like, what you have to look forward to is How do you change the world in the music industry? How do you change the world in biotech? How do you change the world in politics? How do you change the world in networking? And how do you change the world one personal connection at a time? For me, as someone who's really enjoyed getting to know you more and more and more over the last 3 years, that has been some of the big takeaways that I think that your audience will really, really get to learn from you. And the cool thing is, I think you're going to do it in a way that's very entertaining. And you have a lot of great stories and a lot of famous people and a lot of everyday people that you've been able to influence through these methodologies and through these life lessons that you're going to be sharing with the audience. And so for that reason, I'm really excited about what's coming. Anything else you want to share about yourself in this opening episode before we jump into the subsequent episodes, which will really kind of dive into more individual stories?
You know, what's funny is when I'm asked at business meetings or I'm asked with interviews, and thank you for doing one of the greatest stories in Forbes Online. But when people ask me, tell me about yourself, and I try to explain it, it's a little overwhelming. So that's why I did the website. That's why I did the LinkedIn, the Instagram. That's why I did social media. Because when I tell my story, people look at me like I've got three eyes and that there's no way this guy has achieved or has experienced all this stuff. And it's not about me wanting to sit during this show and brag about who I am. It's about I want to share to people how they can be able to do the same thing and be able to get out there and have the tools to not be afraid and to achieve their goals. That's my dream.
Love that. Thomas, thank you for the first episode. Next episode, we're going to dive into one of the more entertaining stories of Mr. Cook's life.
I believe I could fly.
Cut. Good job.